Major League Soccer's regular season opens this weekend, so Sports Illustrated's Grant Wall joins me from NPR's New York Bureau to tell me if the defending champion LA Galaxy or the league itself will be any good without what's-his-name who left for Paris. Grant, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me.
What's-his-name is David Beckham. He has joined Paris Saint-Germain. How will Landon Donovan and the rest of the Galaxy do without him?
Well, we'll have to wait and see here, but I think the Galaxy has a decent chance to become the first MLS team ever to three-peat. They've won the last two championships, and Beckham certainly helped with that. And yet, I don't feel like the team is taking a huge step backward by not having Beckham, who's in his upper 30s now. One question, though, is Landon Donovan, who is currently on a kind of self-imposed sabbatical. He's a guy who's talked about wanting to refine the hunger in his game. And so right now, this LA team is Robbie Keane's team. He's the captain now. He's the guy who I think could be the MVP. Omar Gonzalez is a really good defender. I think they've got a decent shot at winning another championship.
I suppose it's fair to say Thierry Henry has become the league's star attraction, and not entirely by default. Can he and new head coach Mike Petke take the New York Red Bulls anywhere this season?
Well, it's an interesting matchup in the sense that Thierry Henry is one of the most decorated players in the world over the last 20 or 30 years, a guy who's won the World Cup, the Euro, the Champions League, and plenty of European League titles. But Mike Petke, their new coach, is a first-year American, and there's going to be maybe some back and forth between him and Henry and some questions about whether Henry is the guy who's running the team, really.
Attendance in Seattle has been extraordinary by MLS standards. They've averaged nearly 44,000 people a game last season, nearly twice as many fans as any other team. How soon does that enthusiasm and support translate into a championship?
Well, that's the big question about Seattle. It really does feel like a European, South American-style atmosphere when you go to a game in Seattle. They draw over 43,000 fans a game, really festive crowds. They know the game there. And it feels major league, and not every MLS city does. But I think those great fans are getting a little frustrated at this point because Seattle has not gotten to an MLS Cup final yet, and they seem to sort of flame out in the playoffs. They got a step further in the playoffs last year, got to the Western Conference final. But those Seattleites, they want to see a championship in the MLS Cup.
Some of the more recent teams to join MLS, Montreal, Vancouver, and of course the aforementioned Seattle, have all been successful at the gate. Does MLS now know something that it didn't know before as far as placing teams?
I think so. You know, when you look at the cities they've chosen in recent years to expand, they've been really smart about doing that. These places, you know, there's soccer communities that already existed there, and the fans have come out to support these teams. And the big issue, actually, for MLS is in some of these original cities that they chose back in 1996, like Dallas or Columbus, places where the crowds aren't very good and the atmosphere doesn't feel major league. And I think that's the big challenge, is to try and turn those cities into something like a Kansas City, which went from this soccer dead zone to being a really big event in Kansas City with a $200 million stadium and a good team and owners who care.
All right, time for your picks. Which two teams play for the MLS Cup in the fall and who wins?
Well, you know what? The last two finals have been Los Angeles against Houston, with Los Angeles winning. And I say it's going to happen again for a third straight year. I think Houston actually is going to get to host the final this year, and this time they'll actually beat Los Angeles.
Grant Wall writes about soccer for Sports Illustrated and joins me to talk about the game from time to time as well. Grant, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill.